Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm Gabbin Gale, and this is a Gale Foley Show where I interview people sharing their success stories and their passion, inspiring you on your journey to success. And in between interviews, I'll share motivational moments, always cheering you on as you achieve your mission. So be sure to subscribe to my channel, The Gale Foley Show, and hit me up on Twitter at Gale Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gale. So speaking of Gabbin, let's get on with it.
Hi, this is Gabbin Gale today with my interview with Chris Brubaker of Weddings by Chris. Chris had a camera in his hands early on thanks to the influence of his stepdad, who was a photographer. Graduating with a degree in photography from Brooks Institute in Santa Barbara, California, he held a couple jobs there before he came home to Wichita, Kansas to be with his ailing mother. He soon opened his first studio, Picture Palace, and later did freelance for a magazine with restaurants and food companies as their client focus. Then in 1997, Chris joined forces with his wife, Diana, and that's how I first met Chris, actually, is through Diana. We belonged to a women's group, and I needed some professional photos shot, and I was introduced to this fabulous photographer, Chris Brubaker. So welcome, Chris. I am so happy to have you on my show today.
Well, it's great to be on your show today, and appreciate you giving me a call and be on here.
Oh, it's really ironic, Chris. I had to pull out my old book for when I was going to be a motivational speaker, and I still have all those proofs in there of 2001 is actually when all that conspired, and it was like, wow, I was returning back to my history, but now I want to return to your history. And in the bio that you sent me, I thought it was really fascinating to know that Diana, his wife, also received her first camera at a very young age, actually on her fifth birthday, and she's loved photography ever since. But here's where it gets very interesting, and I want you to elaborate. You guys also lived on the same street growing up, so take us down the romance lane for a minute or two. Did you guys grow up planning on becoming a wedding photographer team?
No. We were separate lives, and as things go in life, you know, we ended up single again and living still on the same block. My parents lived there and she lived there. And we kind of met at the video stores. decided to get together and do some stuff. And we ended up spending a lot of time together and then ended up doing a lot of, needed some help doing some of these projects I'm doing. So she's real helpful in that.
Very cool. And so you actually started out in California when you were there. It wasn't weddings that you were doing when you first started out in California. Taking shots of products and putting them in a catalog that still exists today. So that's how you actually started, correct?
Well, no, my parents actually had a photo studio in Wichita. Out of high school in the evening, on the weekends, working. And so I didn't have a lot of social life here in Wichita. I was always working.
Imagine that. In
high school, I worked for my father. And back then, we had a large film processing plant. And that was the day of the business. We had about 24 kiosks throughout Wichita. And the drugstores and the old Mr. D stores.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. D stores, we had those as well. And so we did a lot of work as the old film days.
Uh-huh.
And on the weekends, I would do the film weddings with the old box cameras, the wind-up cameras.
Did you have the old tripods and everything?
Yeah. And so I decided, well, this is kind of fun, so I need to learn more about it professionally. And so I did go to school. Sold my little house I had and used that money, money to go to school. And it was like two choices. You had Rochester, New York, which was like 22 below zero most of the time, or you had California, Santa Barbara. It wasn't hard to pick.
No, I'm sure it wasn't.
And so we, moved there at the time, and then I went to school and learned, you know, the basics and then the advanced, and I did have experience in the commercial, but I went ahead and did in the portrait, and I got a partial degree in that, but I went ahead and got a degree in illustrated photography, which is the commercial side of it at the time. And I'm glad I did, because I was able to graduate and right out of school and get a job with a catalog company, which even today you see some of my pictures come in the mail.
Wow.
I used to do 14 million, when I was there, 14 million ads a month.
And oh, my goodness.
To every resident in the United States.
Wow. So what kind of products were they?
Well, one day it was all bras and panties, and the next day it was all used pots and pans, and the day after that, you know, would be ironing boards and jewelry. It was just, in the spring, you know, towards midwinter, we'd do all the spring stuff for spring, you know, the planters and the pots and everything to do with gardening of any type.
Wow, so you weren't bored.
You know, several months of Christmas photos to do. So it was pretty hectic, and it was, you know, I was in with a team of people who would do these catalog shots, and I'd run the old box camera, the 4x5 camera at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It had the hood over your, you know, had the cloth over your head still.
Oh, yeah, just like you see in the old movies.
Yeah, and it was, you know, a modern camera, but it was still the old 4x5 film transparency. So it was like the slides that you used to take with your old camera.
Uh-huh.
It was quite a bit more critical in color and precise exposure and a lot bigger. So they give you those nice quality ads you get in the mail every day.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was your favorite product to photograph? Was there one that you just really got into more, or is it just such a variety that it just sort of came and went and you didn't really focus on any particular one?
We didn't really focus on anything in particular. They were all problem-solving type images. You had to tell the story with one photo.
Oh,
okay. It was more of a challenge than the video people have.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, absolutely.
The copywriters would put copy on that and make it so appealing that you just really couldn't live without it.
Well, that's a cool thing to know. I'll have to look for those little copyrights on the photos. And it says Chris Brubaker. I know I can't live without that item because you put it out there. How wonderful, though, that you still get items in the mail that reflect what you did a long time ago. Do you ever look at those and say, I could do it better now?
Well, even though you could do it better, if that product, it was kind of like a test product image, and they would send it to a limited audience. If it had a certain percentage of results, they wouldn't ever change it. Never, ever.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
You know, you got good results on that image with that copy. Don't touch it.
Yeah.
And that's the way
too bad.
It doesn't matter what picture is on there at that time.
Yeah, that's brilliant, though, because a lot of companies believe they have to constantly change things up. But like you said, if there's something that's very successful and it's still drawing, it doesn't matter how old it is or how many places it's been used. If it's still effective, then don't mess with it. So, yeah,
If it's still there, they just leave it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I understand that weddings is your passion, and your company is known Weddings by Chris, but Diana has joined you in this venture, so you do more than that. I know that you travel. You're travel photographers for weddings because you share some of your fun stories about the different places. What's the wildest remote wedding that you've ever did location-wise?
Well, we had a wedding that went to Cancun. That was a fun wedding to do. We had a hurricane going on at the same time. Had to postpone the wedding on the beach for a day. And we had only a half an hour window to actually do the ceremony, get the photos, to get back inside before another wave of the hurricane came through. So it was kind of like here in Kansas, in between thunderstorms, you try to do as many pictures as possible and then run back inside.
Wow.
It worked.
That's crazy. Now, Diana tells me that a lot of times it's just a challenge to get your equipment on the planes and get them safely to where you're going because of the restrictions these days about how much carry-on. You don't want to put that fancy equipment in your luggage because you know how that's taken care of. So have you found a way to reduce what you have to take on the planes, or you still have to that challenge?
Well, they've got backpacks that are designed now to fit under seats. And we had to buy one of the Pacific size and really had to pack it, you know, really precisely with exactly what you needed. And to fit under the seat. And then also, it wouldn't fit under the smaller planes that leave here, you know.
Right. Yeah, we got some dinky little planes that leave here.
Ended up having to take part of the camera apart and stuff it in Dinah's lap.
I noticed that she's been bent over a lot more lately than she used to be. She's got to carry all that stuff. Wow. So, obvious, it's a natural that you're a husband and wife team. You capture the memories of a wedding. And one of the things I wanted to share today was the great tribute you gave Diana on her birthday on Facebook. If you're listening to this right now and you want somebody that really cares about romance and how your wedding should be presented, Chris is the guy. He's a very sentimental, deep loving guy, and I was amazed at that. I couldn't read it to everybody today, but I understand that Chris takes care of the groom and the guys, and Diana sort of sets up all the family groups and helps keep things stress-free. What do you guys do to stay stress-free? It's got to be very stressful.
We do, I don't know, what do we do?
Maybe you have a solution for us.
You go to Colorado? I don't know. No, but anyway, so other than the weddings, I know that you have, I've seen a lot of your wedding pictures, and you guys do have a great, keen, creative eye for detail. I know that Diana loves that part of it, and Chris, you capture people in very natural ways so that it doesn't always look like they're posing. The one with the bride and groom in front of the Warren Theater, oh my goodness, I could look at that picture forever. The expression on the bride's face and the groom, I mean, it is just magical. I mean, I just love that picture. But not only do you do those kind of pictures, but I understand you also do family pictures, high school senior pictures. You do website pictures for people to use on their websites. You still shoot food for menus and print. But there's one thing that you're doing for a commercial client that is very intriguing, and you were sharing this with my husband one night when we ran into you at the Blue Jeans concert, and that's your brand new camera. Would you like to share a little bit about this digital camera that you're working with these days?
Well, sure. That's technology. It just keeps on going. And the sports area of photography, there was a guy that developed a camera, very small, lightweight, that you could actually stick on your helmet or on your sleeve or on your wrist. And he's developed it to where the quality of it is incredible. I mean, it's a high 1080i video as well as still. It's very versatile, and it's very light. So that makes it available to put on the back of my package like an aerial type of drone, which we've got. And with what they call a gimbal and a view screen on your controls, you can actually look through the camera and fly this drone, and at the same time be taking video. So it's just kind of like being Superman if you think about just flying around.
Oh, that sounds fun.
And looking through it right, you know, as you're going. And,
you know,
a nice, unique image that is, you know, there's nothing to compare. Even in the old days, we had the real expensive to rent a helicopter, had to match the weather and the time to fly over an area to do aerials of stuff, and it just made it really expensive and difficult.
And I bet.
This makes it more fun, the machine is so well designed that you get excellent results, and that lends itself to, you know, to the availability of doing a lot more aerial photography of buildings, inspection of the roofs, any part of the building that would normally be a lot of effort to get to.
Yeah, it sounds very intriguing. I imagine it feels like you're sort of playing with the toy somewhat when you get to get your hand on those controls, because that's just what an experience. Because, yeah, you used to have to hang out of an elevator. Yeah, you hang out of an elevator. Can you imagine that in the sky? Helicopter. Okay, I'll get that straight. But, yeah, now, of all the photography that you've done over the years, if you were told you had to pick one venue to focus on and you could not do any others, is there one particular that you would pick?
Well, probably the wedding photography, because that in an industry-wise has always been traditionally the best income type of photography, and also, you know, the most difficult, but it's kind of like a 10-hour period, and then you get a break there after, and you can work the rest of it on the computer. So, you know, we like the uniqueness and the photojournalistic qualities of that, and the people to people. You know, you get to deal with 200 people and get to know a lot of people, and you get to know them, you know, for the rest of your life.
Well, it's got to be
a lot
more fun.
Friends.
Yeah, a lot of people meet a lot of people in their life, but when it comes to that, we're meeting 200 people every weekend for most of your life. I mean, you can get to know just millions of people.
Well, not only that, but then you've got the images that you take, and every time they look at those images, that brings you more exposure that reminds those people that, oh, wow, these guys are awesome. We need to reconnect with them. So, yeah, I can imagine that being the photographer at the wedding, you meet these people, and then you share an incredible thing with them with all the memories that you capture, because that's a gift. That's just a definite gift. And I've always wanted to be a photographer, but I'm one of these people that I used to look through the little Insta cameras, and I would cut people's heads off, and so they would take the cameras away from me. But I'm blessed with a grandson that has got a gift, and I truly believe that that's what you guys have, because you photograph our business group and post those out there in a slideshow on a regular basis, and they're just have that eye, and it's so appreciated to see you share those skills with everybody. Now, as we're getting ready here to wrap up, let me ask you one more question. What are your goals at this point? How are you marketing your business? How can this audience that is listening bring more business to you? What kind of things would be helpful for you?
Well, the best thing is always word of mouth, is referrals. People who we've done work for, you know, referral. And in the wedding business, a lot of the couples will get married and move out of town, and they're gone for a time. And then that whole class, you know, that whole age group disappears. And so it's always good to have new people refer us, because the people that we've worked with, they've moved on somewhere else, or they'll come back later with kids and family. But it's always good to have, you know, keep going. It's like doing scene photography is good, because they'll remember you when they get to the point of getting married or something like that. They'll say, well, they did great on those pictures, and so they want to give you a call to see if they can forward you or work out a time that we're available for them.
Now, what is your busiest season? Is it always the wedding season, or does it sort of vary throughout the year?
Well, it varies. Winter is a lot less busy, of course, just because of the conditions. But September, October is always really good. Every weekend almost is a wedding on that time period, just because the weather here in our location is so nice and lends itself so much for that activity.
Very true. Now, as we're winding down, I really want to thank you guys. I really appreciate you giving me your time today and sharing with my listeners. What is the information that we can share with the listeners so they want to get in touch with you? And also, I will be putting that on my website, which is thegailfoleyshow.com. People can find your information on my guest page. But what is the information we can share with them right now?
Well, they can go to our website and look at some photos in there. It's easy there. There's a contact form on that website with, you know, they can put their email or give us a call.
Mm-hmm. And what is
there's
that website?
A lot of photos on there of different weddings we've taken from, like, probably last year. We put, you know, the families on there, just a little bit of variety of everything.
Mm-hmm. And that website is?
It's weddingsbychris.com.
Okay.
And then the other one is chrisbrubakerphotography.com.
Okay. Very good. All right. Well, thank you so much, Chris and Diana. I heard you in the background coaching him. This has been a great call. And as soon as I get off of here and get this ready to go, it's going to actually publish on Friday. So when this publishes, I want all of you listeners to share this interview with your social media contacts so we can bring a lot more audience to Chris and Diana and share the word of Weddings by Chris. So thank you. We're going to sign off for now. Bye-bye.
All right, that's a wrap on today's show. Remember, let's connect on Twitter at Gail Foley, hashtag GabandGail. And remember, you can visit thegailfoleyshow.com to subscribe to my channel so you won't miss a single inspirational moment. And please remember to share this with all your social media connections so that we can spread the word on something that might help someone else in their journey to success. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Gab and Gail asking you to do me one big favor. Pass on a smile today. It's contagious, you know. You'll make a difference in someone's life. Bye-bye.